A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio presents The In-Depth Hour, starting now.
It is 8 o'clock, the hour where we go more in-depth on the biggest stories of the day. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. A stay-at-home order in Salt Lake County, a prominent businessman dies from COVID-19, and the wild documentary everyone's talking about.
The Coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's Morning News.
Locally, Salt Lake County is now under a stay-home order.
We're going to have to go deeper. We're going to have to go further.
We'll talk with Mayor Jenny Wilson about the order in just 1 minute.
But first, the president pushes back his hope to reopen America. Sean Michael Lyle has the latest on the fight against COVID-19 in this special report, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump has lost hope of reopening the country from coronavirus by Easter.
We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery.
He says Easter now looking more like the peak of deaths from the pandemic, extending the guidelines through April 30th. American deaths from COVID-19 reaching 2,500, more than 143,000 infections. New York City is the hardest hit, Mayor Bill de Blasio.
And it's so painful for everyone that we're going through this, and we have to fight back with everything we've got.
Global fatalities now over 25,000. The FDA has given emergency approval to anti-malaria drugs to treat COVID-19. Dr. Jean-Jacques Zembrowski tells France 24 chloroquine should be administered
in the very earliest days of the contamination, not at the end.
Supplies have already been depleted by doctors writing prescriptions even before federal approval. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And COVID-19 has taken the life of country star Joe Diffie.
Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun.
The Grammy-winning singer's many hit songs were a staple of country music in the 90s. Diffie was 61, announced his illness just on Friday. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
COVID-19 has also claimed at least three lives in Utah. The latest was prominent businessman Bob Garf, chairman of the Garf Automotive Group.
I believe he was a pioneer in the car business. He took a company that his father had built, and he increased it in size by a multiple of 10.
Garf Automotive CEO Brett Hopkins says Bob Garf was the nicest man you would ever meet. Garf and his wife Catherine are believed to have contracted the virus while visiting California. She has also tested positive and is recovering at home.
A representative with the Utah Hospital Association says if the outbreak hits rural Utah hard, the hospitals probably won't have enough ventilators. Greg Rosenvall says patients would have to be moved to larger hospitals out of the area, which might cause additional issues.
We're relying heavily on the ability of the urban hospitals to take transports, and if they lose the ability to do that, then that could be a serious concern.
Rosenvall also says the bottom lines at rural hospitals are taking hits because of a halt on most elective surgeries.
Starting today, students at the Canyon School District will be in class online.
To be clear, school is technically still in session.
Jeff Haney, spokesman for CSD, says school's been out since the middle of March and kids still have material to cover. Teachers have been getting ready to teach over the net, and now it's time to get caught up. If you're a Canyon's parent and you don't have a computer,
you're strongly encouraged to immediately call your child's school to get a Chromebook.
Parents and students are encouraged to share how it's going.
This is what our teachers are asking. Give us some feedback. You know, this is a new frontier for everyone.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Temperatures in the mid-50s for the Wasatch Front for the most of this week.
Weather-wise, we are looking at a fairly quiet week here. We could see a stray shower or two this afternoon, but for the most part, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. A few more showers going to be possible Wednesday evening, but Tuesday and Wednesday are looking dry for the most part and warmer.
It looks like the exception to that is going to be Thursday when high temperatures drop into the upper 40s.
See if moms and dads out there can't relate to this. Parents around the world under new pressure as they stay at home with their kids. One Israeli mother finally let out her feelings in a simple video from her car.
This is what chutzpah sounds like. Israeli Shiri Kenensberg ranting about parenting during the coronavirus pandemic. The hilarious mother of four fed up with distance learning, the workload, fights over the computer, homework questions she can't answer. It's impossible, she tells the teachers. And the kids, don't worry about them. They're great on their phones, eating all day. She's the one, she says, that is, quote, falling to pieces. From China to the U.S., her video racking up nearly 2 million views, including reposts by Victoria Beckham and Sharon Stone. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
We've had some trouble connecting with the Salt Lake County mayor, so we will go to New York City, which is bracing for the worst of the COVID-19 outbreak.
And we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
Biggest slowdowns, 5600 West between 201 Highway and I-80. You got snow falling on I-80 at Parley Summit. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 8:05.
Get updates and join the conversation about these strange days.
Would you be willing to file a homeschool affidavit?
Drop them out instead of stressing out.
Be connected to Dave and Debbie each day 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio.
What's calling you? At Weber State University, you'll find opportunities and support to pursue paths that spark your passion. From arts to aerospace to serving others, they've got you, and you won't make the climb alone. You'll find people to help you succeed. Weber State University is your opportunity to meet and change the world. It could be your next step after religious or military service. Flexible programs and stackable credentials keep you moving ever upward without losing credits or time, which means you can do what works for you. Start with your certificate or associate's degree. Travel or move right into your bachelor's program. You can come back for your master's or go for the summit and earn your doctorate in nursing practice. With Weber State's low tuition and generous financial aid, the climb is even easier, and a quality education is within your reach. Can't wait to get started? Summer registration is open today. Visit weber.edu/pursuit. Weber State University. Your pursuit starts here.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
Thanks again for starting your morning with Tim and Amanda here on Utah's news station. An emergency field hospital is being set up in New York City to help with the many people who need medical care.
ABC's Tom Yamas is outside the temporary hospital and says some states are also now setting up checkpoints to discourage people from crossing state lines.
Central Park is an oasis for so many that live here in New York City, and now it's going to be a place where people are brought hoping not to die. When we drove in here this morning and you see these white hospital tents, it really hits you. This is Central Park, and this is a field hospital. The group Samaritan's Purse hopes to have it up and running by tomorrow. They're going to have 68 hospital beds. They tell me they will be treating COVID-19 patients.
This morning, America dealing with a new, longer timeline. This after a major reversal from the president, extending social distancing guidelines to the end of April.
Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th. To slow the spread.
The new date several weeks past Easter, a deadline he touted several times last week that he now says was aspirational. As the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 skyrockets coast to coast, health officials estimating there could be millions of cases in the United States and between 100,000 to 200,000 fatalities. The president's new guidelines come as some governors are discouraging residents from coronavirus hot zones from entering their states. In Florida, checkpoints to screen New Yorkers driving in. while the Rhode Island National Guard began door-knocking homes, mandating that all out-of-state visitors self-quarantine.
And, of course, a story we continue to follow, but I have to admit, having been to Central Park several times, the sight of all of those big, white, military-style tents being lined up right in the middle of the city is really something.
Yeah, it truly is.
8:09 means it's time for us to get a look at Triple Team traffic this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards. Let's get back to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, the freeways through Salt Lake County have been moving pretty well this morning, and they even have dried out to some extent. We've got 56th West, though, backing up between California Avenue and the railroad tracks northbound and southbound for a couple blocks right before as we wait for a train to cross the road there. No delays, SR-36 or I-80 out of Tooele. Eric?
Still got one crash a couple miles west of Wanship on I-80. This is for westbound traffic heading over towards the U.S. 40 turnoff or to the Kimball Junction exit. And you got a little bit of slowing at Parley Summit for westbounders as well, going right up to the summit itself. Maybe a couple of slow-moving semis. I-15 in Utah County, that's in great shape right now. From Springville to Point of the Mountain, your normal 22-minute drive time. Heather?
The earlier crash we had in Sardine Canyon near Manaway, that has cleared, no delays. In fact, you don't have any delays on any of your freeways going through Weber and Davis County. That includes US 89 Legacy Parkway and getting onto I-215 going to the airport. Did you know that Diamond Rental can service and repair your construction equipment? Everything from skid steers to chop saws and forklifts to generators, they can service and repair at a Diamond Rental near you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's find out how warm it gets today. Back over to you, Grant.
Extended cloud today. Could be a stray shower, but partly cloudy for the most part, 55 the high. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now downtown, it is 43 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll speak with Boyd Matheson about how we're moving forward, how the administration is responding to this crisis. We set back that wish date of
Easter.
And now it's a more reasonable date, but perhaps we'll have to be set back again because, as Dr. Fauci said, the virus dictates when we'll be reopening rather than the government in this case. But we'll talk more with Boyd Matheson in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's just minutes away now at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for riding along with Utah's news station.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts? It can be scary, but I want you to know something. Hope's Vision's cataract surgeons are trusted experts with decades of experience in restoring vision loss due to the development of cataracts. And Hope's Vision has two new lens options in their toolbox, the light adjustable lens and the Panoptics trifocal lens. The new light adjustable lens gives surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. The Panoptics trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading and enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, and even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hope's Vision offers the latest technology for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hope's Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hopesvision.com.
I'm back with another deal that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've heard me on KSL all month talking about our free furnace promotion. You know, the one where you buy an AC and get the furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, any KSL listener that calls and schedules a free estimate to get all of the details on that promotion, we're going to give you a free air quality upgrade if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. You may not have even realized that the air circulating in your home can help keep you healthy by killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. We can explain all the science later. 801-443-7400. Again, the free air quality upgrade is only for KSL listeners that call in today, Monday, March 30th, and mention this ad. So to get all the details on our free furnace promotion and to qualify for this free air quality upgrade, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
Dave and Dujinovic.
Are you confused about what you can do, what you can't do, where you can go, where you can't go during COVID-19? Well, so are we. So today on Dave and Dujinovic, we're cutting through the confusion with live interviews all morning long.
That's coming up, of course, less than an hour away now. Dave and Dujanovic at 9 o'clock. KSL News Time 8:14. Let's take a look at our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Trump extending the guidelines for social distancing, backing off his push to reopen parts of the country by Easter. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease doctor on GMA.
To pull back the mitigation methods before you reach the peak and turned the corner, I think really would have been imprudent.
And in New York, the Navy hospital ship Comfort docks on Manhattan's west side in hours, and two temporary hospitals, one in the Javits Convention Center, the other a field hospital in Central Park. The mayor of New York sounded the alarm, saying they're just a week away from running out of crucial medical supplies. Mayor Bill de Blasio says he spoke with President Trump.
I went over with him again the reality in New York City, the fact that we have until next Sunday, April 5th, to get the reinforcements we need, particularly when it comes to ventilators.
The coronavirus death toll in the city hovering near 800, about a third of all deaths across the country. Meanwhile, in California,
the number of ICU patients more than doubling over the past 48 hours. The number of cases surging in the nation's most populous state past 5,000. Los Angeles, the epicenter, with more than 1,800 cases and more than 30 deaths. The mayor warning L.A. could look like New York within days.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman on Wall Street. The Dow down 12 points at this hour. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, here to help us sort out the news from over the weekend, the opinion editor for the Deseret News and the host of Inside Sources here on KSL every day at 11 o'clock, Mr. Boyd Matheson.
Hey there.
How are you? If you were going to give a piece of advice to the Trump administration, what would it be right now?
I would say stay on the path, shorten the press conferences, and get everybody continuing to focus on what they can do today, I think, is the real key. I think we're in a really critical period where a lot of people are they're kind of exhausted right now because we had the initial push, and so everyone kind of gears up for that. And now we're saying, okay, now we really got to go another 30-plus days. And I think everyone's kind of in that in-between stage of trying to regather themselves and show that grit and push forward, which the American people will do. We always do it. But I think right now, I think the president today should do a press conference that is about 7.5 minutes in length. Let his experts on the team give the critical information, and he should just call the nation to 30 days. We're going through this big time together. Here's what we need to do.
I think you're right that he should call us also to action, Boyd. What can we do to be of service, to help our neighbors, to help ourselves during this time of crisis?
Yeah, I think that's so important because often we get caught with these false choices of we either have to do this or this, and that's often just not reality. Even in things like in the faith community, you've got people who are saying, okay, well, we're not going to gather together, but we're still going to look out for our neighbor. We can do that. That's possible. And there's so many different areas where we can say, okay, I can do this today. I can do this today. And even if that is taking care of yourself today, if you're feeling a little bit, make sure you're doing the isolation thing. If you got family members, talk to your family members. And so it's doing those small and simple things. But Amanda, you're exactly right. The thing in our history is there is always that little lull moment in between the beginning of a crisis and the American people's ability to push through. And it always takes a leader to call them to do something. And so whether that's the president, whether that's at the state level, the local level, all of those need to get really focused in terms of what we can do and how we can validate that. And I think across Tim and I were talking before we started, and I think all press conferences need to get really focused. We're having big, long things, and getting information out is vital. But we have to be careful that we don't create so many press conferences that it all becomes white noise. And then we're not actually getting the most important pieces of information out. So you got to be focused in these press conferences, get the critical data, critical message. Don't meander. We can't have two-hour press conferences all over the country all day long.
Well, and that's where this president has gotten himself in trouble, is late in long press conferences. And instead of saying, I don't know an answer to a question, he tries to come up with an answer, and then he gets himself in trouble.
Yeah, that's
this thing about the masks, you know, at hospitals in New York has just caused a real stir this morning.
Yeah, the longer a press conference goes, one, the less effective it is. Just faux pas or not, gaffe or not, the longer a press conference goes, the more likely it is to lose the message. And in a time like this, the message matters. And the data matters, and the asks matter from the experts and from the task force. And so they've got to be focused. Focus always precedes success, and in no place is that more relevant than in a crisis.
I know a young woman who posted on her Facebook page. She's a teacher, and she's still doing her job via social media. But she said, you know, I have some extra time on my hands. If anyone sees this who knows, who needs something, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. Do you need some help? And I thought, if all of us did something like that, imagine how our communities would be served.
Oh, and I absolutely love that. And just most of the great breakthroughs, breakwiths, innovations happen during times of great crisis. Good friend Joseph Grinney from the Other Side Academy posted on his Facebook page yesterday something he had come across of what Sir Isaac Newton did during the bubonic plague. Gravity, colors. I mean, he spent 2 years. He had to leave. He was in school. Yeah. He had to leave school, went out to his home in the country, and spent the next 18 months and didn't just lay around doing nothing. He had some major breakthroughs. So we all have opportunities to do extraordinary things, even in the face of isolation and big difficulties.
I saw a great one that I posted on my Facebook page today that sounded like a Matheson meme to me. It said, in the rush to return to normal, use this time to consider which parts of normal are worth rushing back to.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Isn't that great?
It's the new now. Be present to the moment. Because, again, if you're looking back, wondering about what you might have missed out on, or if you're projecting forward of how hard this is going to be, that's when we get stressed, depressed. We really go down a pretty bad cycle there. And so being present to the moment, being still and being calm in the moment, and being active, as you were saying, Amanda, being active in the moment, is so critical.
We appreciate that positive sound. That voice right there will be back at 11 o'clock this
Love
morning.
It.
Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson. That's the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just a little late to hear past 819. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with rewards. Andy?
Delays on 56 West. People waiting for a train to cross the road north of California Avenue. And wet roads slowing you down a little bit on Bacchus Highway down West Jordan. Eric?
I-15 looks good in Utah County, northbound from Provost University Avenue to Point of the Mountain, 20 minutes drive time. Redwood Road also looking good, heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Heather?
Wet roads are the only thing affecting your drive through Weaver and Davis County, and that's on all the major freeways and your city streets. Waterford Upstart will get your child ready for school. This early education program is done online at home and available to all Utah four-year-olds at no cost. Register at waterfordupstart.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant's back. Let's take advantage of what he knows about our 7-day forecast.
Extended cloud today. Highs at 55 degrees. Could be a stray shower, too, in the afternoon. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, 59. And then partly cloudy at 57 on Wednesday. A few showers possible that evening. And then sunshine Thursday. We're up 48, 55 in the sun on Friday. Partly cloudy 55 Saturday and then 63 Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's 43 degrees. Just a quick reminder about a wonderful show that we have every afternoon from 12:30 to 1 called Utah Coronavirus Call-In, hosted by Jeff Kaplan, where they take your calls on any question you might have about the coronavirus. 801-575-8255 is the number. Be ready to call with your questions. They're working on all kinds of answers, from economic impact to actual physical impact to, you know, symptoms you might have. That's every afternoon, 12:30 to 1 here on KSL News Radio.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower." Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years. All in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
I'm Jeff Jr., president and owner of Trajan Wealth.
I was born and raised in northern Wisconsin by both my father, who owned a small 10-lane bowling alley, and my mother, who was a nurse who did her best caring for everyone in our small town. I still remember unclogging pins on busy nights. My parents stressed with me that if you were going to do anything, it needed to be done right or not done at all. I later joined the Marine Corps, where additional values were instilled. Values like honor, courage, and commitment. The motto of the Marine Corps is Semper Fi, which means always faithful. The best part of Trajan Wealth is our 40-plus employees who also embrace these same values. If your current financial advisor is more interested in selling you something or more faithful to their financial condition than yours, give us a call for a second opinion. We would be honored to hear from you. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit us at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Small businesses get a lifeline this week. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk. Brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Tim, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says loans to small businesses to get through the pandemic should be ready to go this week. He tells Fox News any bank or savings and loan will be authorized to hand out the money, saying the idea is to keep small business from going under and losing the jobs they provide.
I encourage all small businesses to take out these loans, because if you go and hire back your workers for 8 weeks, you will have a forgivable loan and the government will pay for that.
The CARES Act loans are up to $2 million. The first payments are not due for a year, meaning they can be forgiven even before the first installment would be due if a company keeps or rehires their employees. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Taco Bell says it wants to help brighten the mood of the nation, so it's offering a free Doritos Locos taco to everyone in America tomorrow. That is a lot of tacos. The company says they will also be donating $1 million to No Kid Hungry, which is a national campaign to end childhood hunger.
Know what that is a long drive-through line. That's what that is. KSL Drives Ford says it's hoping to restart production at some of its idle North American plants in April. The plan has raised concerns at the UAW, which pressed the Detroit Big Three to close plants to protect their workers.
The Girl Scouts are working to get their famous cookies to everyone, even in this world of social distancing. If you're stuck at home and still want some of those Thin Mints or Samoas, the Girl Scouts, or lemon cookies, the Girl Scouts have you covered with online cookie sales. Or if you want to help spread some cheer, you can opt to donate your cookies.
All right, let's see what's happening on the markets here. It's all positive to this point, which some people may find surprising this morning. The Dow is up 207 points. That's almost a full percentage point at 21,844. The S&P is up by 36, and the NASDAQ up 2 full percentage points on the plus side by 150.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. I know we're going through a lot right now. Many states are quarantining people to their homes so that they have to work remotely. One of the things that's really important is to have a computer that's functioning correctly. One with a good webcam, one that's fast so you can be productive, one that has a good quality screen because you're going to be on this all day remotely. Computer supply has been strained because manufacturing has almost stopped. At PC Laptops, we've secured a limited quantity of laptop and desktop computers that are backed with a lifetime service guarantee. They're available for you right now in limited quantity. The great thing about PC Laptops is this. Once you buy your new computer, if you have any problems or questions, we're here to take care of you. Also, to make it really easy right now, we've arranged with some banks to offer 12-month special financing. Get into PC Laptops right now, because at PC Laptops, we're here for you and we're in this together. PC Laptops. .com.
You're dialed into Utah's morning news. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it. We get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I love this line. Your lost money misses you. Listen Friday to the movie show to find out how you can see if you have money owed to you and how to retrieve it. Visit mycash.utah.gov. KSL News Time is 8:29. Let's get that look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. Back to Andy Farnsworth.
And we still have those backups, 5600 West, waiting for a train, and north of 21st South. Freeways, though, throughout the Salt Lake Valley, some
kind of wet, some drying out. No delays on any of them, though. Eric?
We still have one crash out in the mountains. This is if you're heading from Colville towards Park City. It's a westbound I-80 crash a couple miles west of Wanship over on the right shoulder, so not causing any delays. Further up the line, you do have some westbound slowdowns as you head up towards Parley Summit. I-15 in Utah County is looking sharp this morning. We do have that on the northbound side. On the southbound side, you do have a little bit of slowing by University Parkway in Orem towards the S-curves. Heather?
Roads are still pretty wet north of Ogden through Willard Bay and up toward Brigham City. If you're heading south, the roadways dry out just a bit as you make your way through Roy, Sunset, into Kaysville, and then you've got more rain and very wet road conditions as you make your way through Centerville, Bound Fulton, into Salt Lake City. Spend family time learning about the Savior with resources from Siegel Book. Come Follow Me through the Book of Mormon offers thought-provoking discussions and activities for all ages. Just $9.99 at Siegel Book. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what is the deal with this rain? And when does it go away? Let's find out more about the forecast with you, Grant.
Big sun and clouds today, 55. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 8:30.
We've got rain and 41 degrees downtown.
Wet roads over much of the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, in-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Estimates are made as the death toll rises.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, 2,500 deaths from COVID-19 reported around the nation. The model suggesting a final toll of 80 to 160,000 fatalities or more. White House coronavirus coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx.
We really built this on scientific evidence and the potential to save really hundreds of thousands of American lives.
She says social distancing is the strongest weapon against the pandemic. The Navy hospital ship Comfort is now arriving in New York City. It has 1,000-bed capacity. And if you remember the cruise ship fiascos that are still going on, know the Comfort will be used for non-virus patients to take pressure off New York hospitals. President Trump admits the country will not reopen from coronavirus by Easter, extending the White House guidelines through April 30th. He says of Easter now,
that could be the peak number of deaths before it starts coming down.
He says hopes of easing restrictions by Easter was only an aspiration. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio, and it's almost exactly a one-year delay for the Tokyo Olympics, with the opening ceremonies put off until July 23rd, 2021. The games were supposed to begin this coming July 24th. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake County's top law enforcement is talking about the new stay-home order. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says the last thing that law enforcement wants to do is cite anybody, and the last thing that his office wants to do is prosecute anyone. But he says this is a serious public health threat.
There is an expectation that we're all going to follow through on it. Because not following through on it puts our community at a level of risk.
The order says non-essential businesses are now closed. Gyms, salons, playgrounds, museums, the zoo, and theaters. Gill says he understands people have loved ones they need to take care of or go get groceries, but please limit public movement to essential activities. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
There are now 719 confirmed COVID-19 cases in our state, according to the Utah Department of Health. About 14,000 Utahns have been tested, and the rate of positive cases among those tested is a little above 5%. About 10% of COVID-19 patients end up in the hospital.
Meantime, the COVID-19 pandemic has claimed another life here in Utah. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has more on the life of Bob Garf.
The 77-year-old was best known as the active chairman of the Ken Garf Automotive Group and also the former Speaker of the Utah House. Former Senate Minority Leader Scott Howell says Garf always looked out for the interest of everyday Utahns while serving in that role.
He was someone that taught me that you always look at the outcomes of legislation and how it will help people regardless of political affiliation.
He tested positive for COVID-19 following a recent visit to Palm Springs, California with his wife, Catherine. She continues to recover at home with the support of their 5 kids and 21 grandchildren. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Partly cloudy skies today with a slight chance of some scattered showers in the northern part of the Wasatch Front. Tomorrow we can expect mostly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid to upper 50s.
We round out with more 50s on Friday, Saturday, and the upcoming weekend as it looks like finally things will start to get warmer. By Sunday, we're back into the 60s.
Grant says the exception to those temperatures appears to be Thursday when the highs dip back into the 40s.
The investigation continues in South Salt Lake, where an SUV hit a tracks train yesterday afternoon. Five people in the SUV were hurt and taken to the hospital in critical condition. They hit a northbound train near 33rd South and 250 West. Police trying to find out exactly what was going on in that SUV before the crash.
Logan police have arrested a man they say went on a vandalism spree. Police say Kenneth Lee Piper threw rocks at the windows of a middle school, two churches, two businesses, and several vehicles. The total damage is about $4,000. Police say witnesses tried following Piper but eventually lost sight of him. Officers found him later at his home and arrested him.
Coming up on KSL, going to class online in the Canyon School District beginning today.
And Triple Team traffic.
Oh, that train making things slow over on 5600 West for northbound and southbounders between I-80 and the 201. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:35.
Updating what you need to know about the coronavirus every 30 minutes.
County Mayor Jenny Wilson says they've not ruled out a mandatory shelter-in-place order.
Listen everywhere on the KSL News Radio app.
I'm back with another deal that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've heard me on KSL all month talking about our free furnace promotion. You know, the one where you buy an AC and get the furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, any KSL listener that calls and schedules a free estimate to get all of the details on that promotion, we're going to give you a free air quality upgrade if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. You may not have even realized that the air circulating in your home can help keep you healthy by killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. We can explain all the science later. 801-443-7400. Again, the free air quality upgrade is only for KSL listeners that call in today, Monday, March 30th, and mention this ad. So to get all the details on our free furnace promotion and to qualify for this free air quality upgrade, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Well, I'll tell you, some of the video we're watching right now of the hospital ship that is arriving and docking with 1,000 bed capacity to help handle the onslaught that has really plagued the emergency rooms in New York City. Keeping an eye on that for you this morning as it finally gets to where it was destined to go, to see if they can help out with the pandemic.
Starting today, students at the Canyon School District will be in class online.
To be clear, school is technically still in session.
Jeff Haney with the district says if a family doesn't have a computer, reach out.
You're strongly encouraged to immediately call your child's school to get a Chromebook.
Haney says parents and students are also encouraged to give feedback on how things are going.
A Tampa, Florida church has angered the community by holding services despite the area's safe-at-home order and live-streaming video of congregants standing shoulder to shoulder. Here's ABC's McKenna King.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office getting involved after the live-streamed video sparked outrage among people across the country. Hillsborough County Commissioner Pat Kemp catching word of the morning service. She tried to put an end to it.
I immediately tried to contact Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The church had plans to hold another service Sunday evening. This despite Hillsborough County's Safer at Home order requiring all non-essential services to halt operations.
The Tony Finau Foundation will make sure hundreds of children get the food they need. The pro golfer partnered with local nonprofit For the Kids to feed 500 students from Backman and Liberty Elementary Schools in Salt Lake City through May. Finau went to Backman Elementary. KSL News Time is 8:39. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking with rewards. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, in the Salt Lake Valley, I-15 and 215 all moving just fine. The road conditions have improved since earlier this morning. Right now, the only delay is if you try to get between I-80 and 21st South on 5600 West. We're waiting on a train, so go over to Bangor instead. Eric?
If you're heading over to the valley from Park City, you've got some slowdowns for westbound traffic heading up to Parley Summit. We had some snow there earlier. Right now, you might still have some wet conditions, but not nearly as bad as it was. I-15 in Utah is looking good. And State Street, Redwood Road heading north, that's also in good shape for the county drivers. Heather?
No accidents or delays if you're heading southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. Pretty much the same story on US 89, although I'm seeing a little bit of congestion southbound between South Weaver Drive and SR 193 in the Layton area. Other than that, you're going to have good speeds if you're heading into downtown Salt Lake. LDS Business College welcomes home recently returned missionaries. If your next steps include college, you can still apply for spring and for a first semester. 50% tuition scholarships. Hope to see you there. LDSBC. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Yep, rain this morning. We'll get a little sunshine later in the afternoon, according to Grant Wayman.
Well, aside from a few stray showers here and there, we're looking at partly cloudy skies for the most part. Nice looking day. Highs up to 55, and then a lot of clouds tomorrow, 59. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
That rain has picked up in the last little bit in downtown Salt Lake City now, and the temperature holding at 43. No, we're down. 41 degrees.
So everybody's watching Netflix, of course, because we're all stuck at home. So I have like three shows that I'm binging right now on Netflix. We're watching, what do we want? We're watching Iron Fist, mm-hmm. which is a Marvel. We're watching another Marvel. We're watching, Daredevil. Which is another Marvel. And then we're watching a non-Marvel. What is it called? It's like a time travel show. I'm not going to waste your time. But the big one is none of those. The big one is Tiger King.
I've heard about it, but I haven't engaged so far.
I haven't either. But we'll find out more in a moment coming up on KSL News Radio.
All right, stay with us. That's just a few minutes away at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks, as always, for riding along with Tim and Amanda this morning on Utah's News Station.
If you're fed up with your credit card's high interest rates and your balances are so out of control that they never seem to go down, one call to Consolidated Credit can get the relief you need. Consolidated Credit has helped over 6 million people with credit card debt, and their certified credit counselors are ready to help you. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast without destroying your credit. The program works, and the consultation is free. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-211-6818. 800-211-6818. That's 800-211-6818.
Consolidated Credit Solutions, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
It's the seldom few who make the all-important decision to serve, willing to place themselves in front of a force that wants nothing more than to take your privilege, rights, and life away. To those magnificent few, we say thank you. But then what? Who takes care of them? Who takes care of their families? It is said the strength behind our servicemen and women is their loved ones. In Utah, there's one such organization that believes if you're not taking care of the family, you're not taking care of the veteran. That organization is Operation Bald Eagle, a Utah-based not-for-profit organization caring not just for Utah veterans, but their families as well. To find out more about Operation Bald Eagle and how you can help, visit OperationBaldEagle.org. They served us. Now it's time to serve them. Visit OperationBaldEagle.org.
I'm Tino from 12220. In my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/4abetterus.
Dave and Eugenovic.
Are you confused about what you can do, what you can't do, where you can go, where you can't go during COVID-19? Well, so are we. So today on Dave and Dejanovic, we're cutting through the confusion with live interviews all morning long.
That's coming up, of course, at the top of the hour. Dave and Dejanovic. Say thank you quickly to those of you that have reached out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. When you can do so safely, reach out to us at 57500.
Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
That idea that President Trump floated of the country getting back to normal by Easter, not going to happen.
After suggesting he could ease restrictions by Easter, President Trump is announcing he is extending social distancing guidelines until April 30th.
Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all.
This comes as the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, warns the U.S. could get as many as 200,000 deaths linked to COVID-19.
What we're trying to do is not let that happen.
Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, Washington.
And in New York City, with 34,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases and at least 776 deaths, Central Park will be the site of a field hospital and the Navy hospital ship Comfort to arrive shortly. Virus cases increasing in Southern California, LA's convention center being turned into a field hospital, and all more than 140,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases in the U.S., the most globally. Dave Packer, ABC News.
All right, have you heard about Tiger King on Netflix? It's a new docuseries about big cat owners and roadside zoos featuring some pretty wild stories and questionable characters. ABC's Will Reeve has more now in this in-depth report.
Animal people are nuts, man. And I might be one of them people.
It's the Netflix series everyone is talking about.
There's not every day that a zookeeper went to prison for murder for hire.
Tiger King, the salacious, scandalous, and very bingeable true crime docuseries looking into the world of big cat breeding at private zoos.
My little girl Bubba.
Animal rights activists.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens.
And Joe Exotic.
My name's Joe Exotic and this is Sarge.
Who had hundreds of tigers, lions, and other big cats living right in his backyard. Real name Joseph Maldonado Passage. He's the eccentric, big cat-loving private zoo owner in an escalating feud with an animal rights activist, Carol Baskin.
Joe Exotic is accused of paying a person to murder Carol Baskin.
Tiger King has a uniquely captive audience. Millions with nowhere to go as they self-isolate to fight the coronavirus.
This is the strangest sort of escapist television.
And it's the number one trend on Twitter. Tiger King ruling the social media world. Stars like Jared Leto posting pictures dressed up like Joe Exotic. And Cardi B wants to free the Tiger King, tweeting, quote, "About to start a GoFundMe for Joe. He shall be free."
It's a little bit concerning for me that people who have seen the series walk away feeling that Joe should be sprung from jail.
But amid the cultural celebration, some opposition. Namely, from Howard and Carol Baskin, the husband and wife unhappy with the way they're portrayed in the series, claiming they were deceived by the filmmakers from the very beginning.
In my view, the biggest con artists of them all were Eric Good and Rebecca Chaiklin. I believe they are devoid of integrity, don't care about the animals, and clearly, clearly do not care about the truth.
The directors responding to GMA about the Baskins' objections.
What Carol and Howard are doing in terms of raising awareness about the issue of big cats in captivity, they should be applauded for. I hope that people get that.
I do have family and friends that are involved now with this Tiger King thing. And one of my friends on social media, after watching the latest episode, says, "I don't know why I keep watching this show." And then stretches it out at the end. "Must stop watching." So evidently it's one of those things that just keeps drawing you in at the end.
We had a texter who said their binging show is Heartland. Have you ever watched that one?
No, I haven't. I don't watch a lot of television. People don't believe that.
Really?
But I don't. When I do, it's
even during this time,
it's usually news stuff. I'm either sleeping or catching up on the news of the day.
News. Though I remember the other one that we were binging. It's Outlander. It's a time travel show between post-World War II and like 200 years before that in Scotland, with this guy with a lot of people with wonderful Scottish accents. Okay, I'll stop. It's Outlander.
Can you imagine what would happen if our internet all of a sudden went away and nobody could actually access these conversations?
Oh, well, I love to read too, so that would be awesome. But
Of course, you wouldn't be able to join us in the mornings from the studios there at the Dixon household either.
You'd be fine all by yourself.
Although I've been watching, and it looks like the job from your office there comes with concierge service. You actually get drinks delivered right to the studio. That's nice.
Yes, my Aiden. He woke up early, and he's been a good concierge or waiter, whatever you call it, this morning.
I'm a little
jealous of that.
All right, let's see how the roads are doing this morning. Triple team traffic, and boy, it's really coming down in downtown Salt Lake City, the rain that is. This look brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. Andy?
Yep, and it's wet in the roads in some spots of the valley, some not. Right now, we're still waiting on delays at 56th West between 21st South and the railroad tracks to clear. But I think the train has finally moved because I'm seeing southbound improving a little bit quicker than northbound. I-15 at the full speed limit still from Draper to downtown. Eric?
Or
Heather.
We'll take anybody at this point.
Or just me. All right. Well, the rest of the commute is actually not doing too bad at all. We've got a light traffic still. A little bit of rainy conditions still north of Ogden. A little bit in the canyons. It looks like the snow has stopped, although it's still a little slushy. Going up over Parley Summit. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared towards elevating your financial future. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It is time now for the 7-day forecast. We're having some technical difficulties here. Stay with us, but let's see what's happening with the 7-day. Or can we?
Big sun and clouds today, 55 is the high. Tomorrow, a lot of clouds, 59, and then partly cloudy, 57 on Wednesday. A few showers possible Wednesday evening. And then sunshine Thursday, 48. Sunny on Friday, 55. Partly cloudy, 55 Saturday, and 63 partly cloudy Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
No sooner had I said, imagine if we lost our internet, than things started to black out on us here with all of our control systems in the studio. So that's the last time I'm going to do that. I won't even... go there. Right now in Salt Lake City, temperatures down a little bit. It's 41 in downtown Salt Lake City and very, very wet. One of our texters was asking us a moment ago, and it's something that I've tried to stay active with, giving you the numbers of recoveries worldwide when it comes to the coronavirus. I'm happy to do that for you this morning. We're nearing 157,000 people recovered and back home. Among them, by the way, Tom Hanks and his wife, who returned from Australia and are now back home in California. So we'll keep an eye on all of that for you, along with your money news when we come back.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church. Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
I'm back with another deal that's good today and today only. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and you've heard me on KSL all month talking about our free furnace promotion. You know, the one where you buy an AC and get the furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Well, today, Monday, March 30th, any KSL listener that calls and schedules a free estimate to get all of the details on that promotion, we're going to give you a free air quality upgrade if you decide to buy. 801-443-7400. You may not have even realized that the air circulating in your home can help keep you healthy by killing mold, bacteria, and viruses. We can explain all the science later. 801-443-7400. Again, the free air quality upgrade is only for KSL listeners that call in today, Monday, March 30th, and mention this ad. So to get all the details on our free furnace promotion and to qualify for this free air quality upgrade, don't hesitate. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. 801-443-7400. Any Hour Services. Get up
and go. Hi, this is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. We're all tired of being stuck in the house, so bring your family for a day-long getaway to Cache Valley. Enjoy dozens of trails in the city. Take a beautiful drive up Logan Canyon National Scenic Byway. The snow is great at Beaver Creek Lodge, where you can still rent snowmobiles and get into the mountains for some serious solitude. Bring a cooler and visit 20 stops on our self-guided foodie trek. You can fill your food storage with things your kids will actually eat. Goldfish crackers and cheese and boxed milk and chocolates and honey. We're kicking off spring April 1st through the 4th with our annual original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. This time, it's with a twist. Pile everyone in the car for a drive-through version. You'll see all the baby animals like lambs, goats, piglets, chicks, plus baby bear cubs from Yellowstone Bear World. Tailor-made activities to do in the car and more ideas to take home. Plan now for summer. Visit our calendar for future amazing arts, festivals, and special events. This year, vacation in Logan, where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you here by UCCU, love where you bank. Wallet Hub has ranked the states based on stress levels employees face at work. Louisiana and Mississippi had the most stress. Utah actually ranked 46th, meaning it's one of the least stressed states in the nation.
The Sorensen family of Orem has turned their newly acquired hotel in Lava Hot Springs into a place truck drivers can stay for free as they work their long hours. Isn't that great? Truck drivers are finding it difficult to find places to spend the night. This also gives their hotel staff the ability to keep working.
People visiting auto dealers is clearly down through this pandemic, but industry analysts say they expect buying to pick up quickly after the virus slows down. They say people wanting to purchase vehicles are just waiting for it to be safe to come out.
Boy, the markets are in the green right now. The Dow is up 296. That's 1.4%. We're at 21,915. The S&P is up 42.6. That's 1.7%. The NASDAQ right now up 169.8, and that is 2.25%.
I'm just watching the tugboats now move the USNS Comfort into its docking position in New York City. Seeing that big white ship make its way along the west side of Manhattan and then along into the docking area has really been something, and people have been gathering along that shoreline of Manhattan along with Governor Cuomo, who said on behalf of all 19 million New Yorkers, we're very grateful for what the people of this nation have done for us, and we will return the favor. So something that's making headlines right now. Give us a minute. We'll come back and we'll make one final check of your traffic and weather together.
We'll take care of you. It's much more than a catchphrase. It's how we make every decision for you, our members. Now, even more than ever, we stand by our promise that we'll take care of you, and we will take care of you. During this time of uncertainty, the health and safety of our members and employees are our top priorities. Golden West has many ways to serve our members who are limiting public contact at this time. All the expert services you've come to expect from Golden West are available through our easy-to-use online banking portal at gwcu.org or on our mobile app 24/7 and absolutely free. Membership applications, a free insurance quote, deposit accounts, and new loans with incredibly low rates can also be open online or over the phone, all from the comfort of your home. And you can rest easy that your funds on deposit are insured by the NCUA. Let's work together to keep our community healthy and safe. Golden West Credit Union.
We'll take care of you.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know. To keep business moving. Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network, to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Tools to manage your business from any device, anywhere. And a team of experts here for you 24/7. Because when every connection counts, you can count on us. Learn more at comcastbusiness.com/response.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
8:59, let's get another look at Triple Team traffic brought to you by Mountain America's MyStyle Checking with Rewards. And we go back over to you, Andy.
Well, looking at a crash in SR 36 in Tooele County's block.